In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Please, can we open the Old Testament? And we want to have just a small brief introduction for the book of Ruth. Just before starting the book of Ruth, he is the eighth book of the Old Testament, the book of Ruth. Just we have an introduction for the book of Ruth. But just before starting, I just want to read a verse from the book, the Gospel of St. Luke. Chapter number 24. When the Lord started to give us the importance of how to study the Old Testament, after his resurrection, when he appeared to the disciples of Emmaus in the book of the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter number 24, verse number 17. And he said to them, "What kind of conversation is this that you have with one another as you walk and are said?" Then the one whose name was Cleopas answered and said to him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem? And have you not known the things which happened there in these days?" And the Lord said to them, "What things?" So they said to him, "The things concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel. Indeed, beside all this, today, the third day since these things happened, yes, and certain women of our company who arrived at the tomb early, astonished when they did not find his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. And certain of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the woman had said, but him they did not see. Then he said to them, O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken, not the Christ to have suffered these things and to enter to his glory. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scripture the things concerning himself." The Lord started to open their minds so they can receive the Old Testament in a new way, with a new mind, that the mind of the Lord Jesus Christ. As an example, today we will try to apply on the book of Ruth how the Lord Jesus Christ clarified for them the story of Ruth in a new way, in the way of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. So let us start reading the book of Ruth. Just before starting reading, we want to see the map, please, to give you just a background about the story of Ruth. As you see here, we want to know, when we try to understand this history of the Old Testament, at least the three numbers. The first number, the life of Abraham, it was about 2,000 years before the Lord Jesus Christ. The second number, Moses. Moses was 1,500 years before the Lord Jesus Christ. And the third number, David the king, was about 1,000 years before the Lord Jesus Christ. again. Abraham, 2,000 years before the Lord. Moses, 1,500 years. And then David, King David, 1,000 years before the Lord Jesus Christ. The period between Moses, the period between Moses and King David, we call it the period of judges. Because in this period, Israel, he was just one, the son of Isaac, the son of Abraham. And the Lord blessed Jacob, and he changed his name from Jacob to Israel. Israel had 12 sons and one daughter, and his family became about 70 members. Joseph came down to Egypt, and he called his father and his family to stay in Egypt through the famine, and they stayed in Egypt, eastern Egypt, for 430 years. That from 2000 before the Christ till Moses, 1500 before the Lord Jesus Christ. On 1500 years before the Lord Jesus Christ, Moses, the Lord, it chose Moses to be the savior, the leader of the people of Israel to come out of Egypt. When the people of Israel came out of Egypt, they crossed first the Red Sea, and they spent about 40 years in the wilderness of Sinai here. This is the promised land. But they want to go through from Egypt, Egypt maybe here, to go to the promised land. The easiest way is to go very close to the Mediterranean Sea and go directly to the promised land. But the Lord, it chose for them a different way. They first crossed from here the Red Sea, and they spent 40 years for many reasons in the wilderness of Sinai here. When they want to go to the promised land, they want to go through the kingdom of Edom. Do you know who was Edom? Do you know who was Edom? Edom is the other name of Esau, the brother of Jacob. Edom, their brother. But Edom people, Edom sons, refused that Jacob's sons, Israel's sons, the sons of Israel, to go through their land to go to the promised land. But they come away from here, and they crossed from here. This is the Jordan River. They crossed the Jordan River to enter to their promised land. So the people of Israel, to reach the promised land, they crossed two seas. One, the Red Sea, and the other was the Jordan River, when the Lord Jesus Christ was baptized here. This is very important. Here you will find another kingdom called the kingdom of Moab. Moab. Do you know who was Moab? Who was Moab? Moab, in the book of Genesis, when Lot came out of Sodom, his daughters, both of them, they received children from their father. The first one received the son and called his name Moab. Moab in Hebrew, the Hebrew have the same origin like the Arabic language. Moab means men al-ab, from the father. For Moab was the people descending from Moab, children of Lot from his daughter. Okay? The Lord commanded the people of Israel, don't be close to Moab. Don't have any relationship with Moab. So that is just a background through which we can understand the book of Ruth. So let us summarize what we said. We said to understand, we must receive the Old Testament in a new way. The mind of the Lord Jesus Christ can give us, open our minds, open our hearts to receive the Old Testament in a new way. The same like the Lord Jesus Christ opened the understanding of the disciples to receive all the Testament in a new way. We said that we must know at least three numbers in the Old Testament. Abraham, 2,000 before Christ. Moses, 1,500 before Christ. Then David, 1,000 years before Christ. We said the period from Abraham to Moses, the people of Israel changed from one person called Israel to a family of Israel, 70 person. Then they spent in Egypt 430 years in which they became the people of Israel. They became more than 2 millions. 2 millions. From 70 to 2 millions in 430 years. And 1500 years before Christ, Moses, the Lord chose Moses to be the leader of the people of Israel to bring the people of Israel away from Egypt. And they go away, the people of Edom, Esau, the brother of Jacob Israel, he refused to allow them to pass through their lands. So they go away and they went to their land through crossing the river Jordan, Jordan River. Okay? The last thing I just you to know, by time, but after the period of the King David, 1000 before the Lord Jesus Christ, the people of Israel, the United Kingdom of Israel, was divided in two kingdoms. The kingdom of Israel in north, and its capital was Samaria. And the southern kingdom, kingdom of Judah, and its capital was Jerusalem, where was the temple of God. And here, where is Bethlehem? Bethlehem, it's almost here. But I think it was, Bethlehem is here. Okay? Here is Bethlehem, here's Jerusalem, here's Samaria. Now we can easily try to understand the story of Ruth in a new way, the way of the Lord Jesus Christ. There was a family here in Bethlehem. And that family faced the famine, so they had a decision to leave the kingdom of God and to cross back the river Jordan and to stay in the kingdom of Moab. They had that decision to go back, and they had the reason to do this. And what was the net result of that decision? That's what we will see now. So let us start by reading the first chapter. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled. What is the meaning of the day the judges ruled? We said that is almost between 1500 before Christ, the period of Moses, till the United Kingdom of Israel in the period of Saul and David. It is between 1500 before Christ to 1000 before Christ. That story occurred maybe 1200 years before the Lord Jesus Christ. In that period, the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to dwell in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. The name of the man was Elimelech. The name of his wife was Naomi. And the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they went to the country of Moab and remained there. That is the story. Please, can we return back to the map? The story that we have, one who believed in the Lord, his name was Elimelech. Elimelech in Hebrew, very similar to the Arabic. Eli means Eel, means God. Malik means my king. God is my king. That is the name of his name. That's a very nice, his name is very nice name. God is my king. God, the Lord is the king of my life. The Lord is my king. That is the name of his name. That is the meaning of his name.
Then second, he was living in Bethlehem with his family. The word Bethlehem means in Hebrew, the house of bread. The house of bread. He was believing in God. His name was Ali Malik. And the Lord gave him many gifts. The name of his wife, Naomi, means gift, a gift from God. The Lord gave him many gifts. He gave him his name. He called him by his name. His name, Eli Malik. God is my, the Lord is my king. He is living in the house of bread in Bethlehem itself. The Lord gave him many gifts. His wife's name was Naomi, means the gift of God. But unfortunately, that person who may be me or you, I am a Christian, I'm living in the church, I have the Bible, I have the Agbaya, I have the Psalmodia, I have the liturgies, I have the priesthood, I have everything. I'm living in Bethlehem, the house of bread and wine. I'm living. The Lord gave me many gifts, but I'm still hungry. I'm still hungry. I'm not satisfied. Yes, I have a Christian name. Yes, I have a Christian life. Yes, I have many gifts, but I am not satisfied. So Eli Malik had the wrong decision. How can you will satisfy your hungry? I will go away from God. The same what the prodigal son did. I will go away. Maybe I can find myself away from God. I will go away. I will return back from my baptism. We said that the people of Israel to go to the promised land after Edom, Esau, the brother of Jacob, refused to allow them to go to their lands. They go away. They went away and they crossed from here the Jordan River to go to their promised land. So Eli Malik did the decision to refuse the Christian life, to go back, to deny the promise of baptism, and to return back to Moab. Who was Moab? Moab, the son of Lot, from his daughter. And the Lord commanded, do not mean any relationship with Moab. But he refused all the commandments of the Lord. That was the beginning of the story of Ruth. Eli Malik, the Christian guy who feel always hungry in the church, with the Bible, with the Agbaya, with the Tasbih, with everything, he is not satisfied. So let us say, what was the net result? Verse number 3. Then Eli Malik, Naomi's husband, died. The same like Adam, when he went away from God. The same. Because life is not the time. Life is a person. To be close to God, that means that you are alive. If you go away from God, you must be dead. And she was left, and her two sons. Now they took wives. They did not try to stay and to evaluate and to return to themselves and to say, that is enough. Let us go back to our Lord. Let us go back to the temple of God. Let us go back to the law of the Lord. Let us go back to the priesthood. No. They stayed, and not only stayed, but they, for the second time, they broke the commandments of God. The Lord condemned them, gave them commandments. Do not marry from the people of Moab. But Naomi's sons, they took wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpha, and the name of the other Ruth. And they dwelt there about 10 years. 10 years. 10 years. Without feeling that they miss the temple or the sacrifice or the law or the priesthood or the Lord or the hymns. Then both Mahlon and Chilion also died. So the woman survived her two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab that the Lord had visited his people by giving them bread. That was the reason to go back. The bread, not the Lord himself. The bread, the bread is the reason who directed Ruth and her family, either from going from Bethlehem to Moab or returning back from Moab to Bethlehem. Not the Lord and not his laws. They heard that the Lord had visited his people by giving them bread. Therefore, she went out from the place where she was and her two daughters-in-law with her. And they went on the way to return to the land of Judah. Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, "Go, return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you, as you have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant that you may find rest, each in the house of her husband." So she kissed them, and they lifted up their voices and wept. And they said to her, "Surely we will return with you to your people." Who were these two wives? Orpha and Ruth. They represented all the kinds of people today. All of us, you are either Orpha or Ruth. What was the difference between both in dealing with their mother-in-law? Let us say, both of them start and say, "We will return. We will go through baptism. We will cross the river. We will cross the Jordan. We will receive the Lord God of Israel as our God. We will leave our gods. We will leave our family. We will be from the people of God." Both of them, they had that decision. But what happened? But Naomi said, "Turn back, my daughters. Why will you go?" Turn back, that reminded me with the baptism. When the baptized one face the east and say to the Satan, "I deny you," and then go to the east to the Lord Jesus Christ and accept the Lord as Savior to his life. Before the Jordan, Naomi said, "Turn back, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Are there still some in my womb that they may be your husband?" That was the law of the Old Testament. If there a widow, her husband was dead, she stayed that his brother may take her as a wife and raise a children to the dead one from her. "Turn back, my daughters, go, for I am too old to have a husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should have a husband tonight and should also bear sons, would you wait for them till they were grown? Would you restrain yourselves from having husbands? No, my daughters, for it grieves me very much for your sake that the hand of the Lord has gone out against me." That is the problem, always to misunderstand the Lord. What Naomi was facing now, it is not the will of God, but that is the result of her decision. Then they lifted up their voices and wept again, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clinging to her. And she said, look, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and her gods. And be careful, her gods. She returned back to her gods. Return after your sister-in-law, but Ruth said, entreat me not to leave you or to turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go. And whenever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me and more else, if anything but death parts you and me. I think that is enough. We will have, in this life, we will face two types of religion, the religion of Orpha and the religion of Ruth. Only the Lord Jesus Christ, only the Lord Jesus Christ, He is our Ruth. He is our Savior. You may find feeling, you may find emotions, you may find many things in other religion, but at end, the end will be to kiss you and to leave you. But the Lord Jesus Christ, the Ruth, He said, Orpha represent the prophets of the Old Testament, but Ruth represents the Lord Himself. Try to repeat the word of Ruth as the Lord Jesus Christ says. The Lord Jesus, the prophets, as we said in the liturgy, when we disobeyed your commandments, you don't abandon us to the end, but you send us your prophets, Orpha. But what they have? They kissed us. They taught us the commandments of God and they left us. But at the end of time, at the end of ages, you, through your only begotten Son, you manifested yourself to us. The Lord Jesus Christ said to us, entreat me not to leave you. I will not leave you. I will not leave you. I am your Savior. I will not leave you by any means. Or to turn back from following after you, I will follow you, I will save you, I will not leave you. For wherever you go, I will go. If you go to the Hades, I will go to the Hades. If you go to the earth, I will go to the earth. If you'll go to the death, I will go to the death. I will not leave you. I will not turn myself away from you. And whenever you lodge, I will lodge. That is the meaning of incarnation. I will take your nature. I will take your body. I will take your flesh. I will take your bones. I will take your blood. Whenever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people. Emmanuel, God with us, your people will be my people. And your God, my God. That's why He prayed on the cross, Lord, Lord. Why He said to Mary Magdalene when He appeared to her after His resurrection, I'm ascending to my God and your God. Why He said this? To say, I am Ruth. I am the new Ruth. Whoever you die, I will die. It is amazing. As you know, in our Coptic tradition, we always put the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, and under the feet of the cross, we draw a skull of Adam, because the Jewish tradition told us that the mountain on which the Lord Jesus Christ was crucified, in which was the Adam's skull. So, in the place where you die, I will die. And there will be I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if anything but death parts you and me. That is the Lord our Savior. He is the Ruth. And as you will find two types of religion, the religion of Orpha and the only true religion of Ruth, of the Lord Jesus Christ, we will be with our friends and our families, we will offer two types of love. The true love, the love of Ruth, and the false one, of orphan. So if you accept the Lord Jesus Christ to be your new Ruth, what you will be, what you will have, what you will give, the love of Orpha or the love of Ruth. Thanks God for being our new Ruth, for coming to us and crossing the river of Jordan for us. And he came and he dwelt in Bethlehem and he gave us his bread and his wine. Thanks God for his mercy, and glory be to the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit now and forever.